Worshippers came in their thousands, some queuing overnight to ensure access to the patron saint of bread and work. Some to give thanks, others to ask for help. Inflation last month was at 8%. Unemployment, poverty and homelessness are rising.
The bread that feeds us is harder to find every day because of the suffocating inflation, and that generates misery.
The COVID pandemic means this ceremony has been postponed for the past 2 years, during which time the economic situation for many Argentines has only worsened.
I've been coming here for 23 years to give thanks for everything I have, for everything the saint's given me.
I come to give thanks for the jobs my children have got and for my health.
Saint Cajetan was born to a noble family in Italy in the late 15th century. He promoted a spiritual life and is said to have given his family's wealth to the poor before dying of grief over the corruption he saw all around him. He was canonised in 1671, and the church in his name established by Italian immigrants who came to Argentina at the end of the 19th century.
Times are tough, and with the economy not delivering, tens of thousands of Argentines are putting their faith in their religion, in a saint they believe will supply them with bread and work.
Worshippers were later joined by social movements and trade unions to march through the centre of Buenos Aires, also to demand work and bread, a more stable life.
We're part of the 10 million Argentines who work in the informal sector, which is why on San Cayetano Day, we're joining with all other social movements to ask for peace, bread, land, housing and work.
As recyclers, we notice that everything is more expensive. Nothing today is worth what it used to be.
The country is crippled with debt. The government has had three economy ministers in a month. Increasingly frustrated, many ordinary Argentines are forced to seek solutions wherever they can. Daniel Schweimer, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.